This is Senator Al Simpson. Saddam Hussein is right back to his old tricks, destroying Kurdish villages. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, a year ago you ranted about another Vietnam in the Gulf. After we fought and won the Gulf War, you started complaining about the Kurdish refugee problem. When the president solved that one with lightning-quick relief, you started chanting about Bush caring more for Kurds than for Americans. There sure no satisfying some folks. Ted, now that you've become a confirmed isolationist, doesn't it bother you a bit that Kurds are once again being attacked by Saddam's forces, villages are being burned, and 600,000 Kurds don't have shelter as the winter proceeds? Ted, your me-first Democrat isolation fever has created the same complacency which allowed Saddam to use poison gas against those poor Kurds a few years back. Care to do flip-flop again? What's up?
Al, Republicans are Johnny-come-latelys on helping the Kurds. You were nowhere in 1988 when Democrats sought sanctions on Saddam for using poison gas on the Kurds. You were nowhere when the Bush administration tilted towards Iraq and gave Saddam a green light to grab Kuwait. The administration took Iraq off the terrorist nation list. They approved $1.5 billion in aid and trade for Iraq. They encouraged arms sales for Saddam. Then you stuck your own foot in it, Al. You made your notorious 1990 junket to Iraq and cravenly apologized to Saddam for his bad PR in the United States. The Persian Gulf War masked many flaws in George Bush's foreign policy, but Al Simpson doesn't have any foreign policy at all. Face facts, Al. The bloom's off the rose on the Persian Gulf War. The Kurds deserve help. Tell President Bush to stop sweeping under the rug the mess he left in Iraq. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Statehood for the District of Columbia. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.